Yes, good morning to you. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I would like to read here in Matthew 11, 25. It says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And that has been a mystery to me already, to understand fully what this is saying. But I have discovered already that it's very true. You know, the context of what Jesus was talking about here is he was saying what to liken this generation to. He was going about ministering to the people and telling them about God. And he was filling or fulfilling their needs. And he was saying, to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned for you and you did not lament. Meaning, they were playing a piece of music, and the crowd that was listening did not respond with the right response. They responded out of beat. They responded in a way that was not fitting to the person playing. And that's how Jesus often found it as he ministered to the people. Unfortunately, the majority of the people responded in a way that was not fitting to what Jesus was offering. And he was saying how that there's going to be a day when they're going to be asked to give an account for what they've heard. And I was, if it's one message that I feel that we can't emphasize enough, it's the message of being spiritually spiritual gluttony, I guess, or overeating and not doing. And I think it's especially true in America with the access that we have to information and knowledge and so on. And that tends to spill over, and we become that way spiritually. We are used to listening to messages. We're used to a steady diet spiritually, you know. The problem is if we have all of this and don't practice it, we become callous to the things of the Lord. And I think that's why Jesus said, I revealed these things to babes and hidden them from the wise and prudent. And it also says that no one knows the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So we know that Jesus knows the Father, and then the only people that can experience the Father are those that Jesus reveals the Father to them. It almost appears like it's up to Jesus who he's going to reveal the Father to. And I think it has a lot to do with us being willing to walk in the knowledge that we have. And of course, it comes full circle, and we realize that in order to walk in such a way that Jesus will reveal the Father to us is by walking in the light that we have. And that means that when we become aware of a certain revelation through scripture or through a message whatever means, we in a sense lose our innocence to that, and we become endeavors to now follow that revelation or that new realization that we have had. And I think that's when Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I've found already, and I'm sure that all of you who have experienced a close walk with the Lord, I know for me it comes and goes, and it's something that it's a continual battle to maintain a close walk with the Lord. I don't know, for me, it has been, times when God seems closer than others. But I've always, in light of that, I do believe a lot of that is just feeling. But on the other hand, if we wouldn't have any knowledge of where we stand with God, it becomes ambiguous as far as where God is. So what I'm trying to say here this morning is that it's best to walk in such a way where we know it's the Lord's will, and we're not, and even though it doesn't always make sense to the human reasoning. And I think that's where and why it says that to be yoked with Jesus is actually a type of rest. To be yoked with Jesus is a type of rest. I am actually experiencing that to try to take a sabbatical to where we conclude that we have done a lot spiritually for the Lord, and we've been overwhelmed, we've been challenged, we've been wounded. And to take a sabbatical, meaning to take a break and to just, I have found that it's okay to do that. But if you do that too long, you notice that it's harder work to take a break than it is to just keep on going. And I've often pondered on what that is, but I think it's because rest actually comes from being yoked with Jesus. And once we try to unyoke, to take a break from the battle, then it becomes work just to live and to survive. So it seems like we're best off continuing to be yoked. And I grew up on the farm and work with horses a lot and observed already that if a horse is yoked and he doesn't go with the rest of the team, how that horse was soon covered in sweat and wore out, and I think the same is true. That when we're yoked with Jesus, if we don't go with the flow of Jesus, we will soon find ourselves wore out and wounded. And so sometimes it's hard to know, but the more we just continually seek that rest and continually say, Lord, I'm willing to go where you lead me, the more we will experience that clarity as far as where Jesus is going and where he is and what he's doing. Because obviously we can't see him with the natural eyes. But the more we continue to walk with him, the more we become accustomed to his ways, and the more we start recognizing and almost, in a sense, can predict how this is going to end. Just like those horses, you know, the first time they were hitched up and went out there, you know, oftentimes it was, sometimes they'd be going too fast, other times too slow, sometimes they wanted to turn when the rest of the team didn't, sometimes the team turned and they didn't, and it was a mess sometimes. But the longer you went just plodding along, eventually those new horses would be broken in and they could start sensing the direction. They started picking up on what was happening and why we were doing what we were doing. And I think the same is true with Jesus, being yoked with Jesus. You know, the longer we go, the more we start picking up. And finally, it's just a matter of walking steadily along, yoked with Jesus. And it is a place of rest. It's a place where we continually are close to God, and we never have far to go to find him in a time when we need to, you know, dump out and find rest for our souls. So may the Lord bless you and keep you.